Ocean FM.
Ocean Drives Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
And you're welcome, Collie. Another week has passed. I'll tell you, well, it's a short week this week, as I can see. Are you on?
I'm on now, anyway.
Oh, you're on now, you're on now, you're on now. Well, I can see you on the Zoom anyway.
Well, a short week, I feel it's still been 7 days, but at least it's been 7 days with... We're going to talk about four movies this week, and all of them I enjoy to a certain extent, and we've plenty to talk about. So that's good. It helps the time fly during lockdown.
Absolutely. I'm really impressed with the movies. Do you want to run through what we're going to be seeing or reviewing?
I think you just want to make sure that I pronounce the one that I can't really pronounce properly again.
That's the one.
It's the Mauritanian.
We're
going to talk about Minari. Notice how I moved on quickly there.
You did, yeah.
And of course, we got to talk about Godzilla versus Kong. But we have four good options for anybody who wants to go down, get their takeaway popcorn, and sit down and watch it on their home system. So where are we? I suppose we'll start with the Mauritanian. Yeah, and last week we briefly talked about a movie, Ammonite, where I said, when I first read about it, I thought, this would be all over the Oscars, and then it didn't happen. And I watched the movie and thought, oh, well, it could have been. This is really good. This is the same. You see the cast, Jodie Foster, Benedict Cumberbatch, Tahir Ramir, who a lot of people might know the name, but any movie geeks who've seen A Prophet will know. Brilliant actors. And they're starring in this movie, which is a true story of one of the people who was held the longest in Guantanamo Bay. I think we've got a clip.
People have called you a terrorist lawyer. How do you respond to that?
Well, when I defended someone charged with rape, nobody called me a rapist. When I defended someone charged with murder, nobody dug around my backyard. But when someone's accused of terrorism, people like you seem to think that's different.
You want to represent the head recruiter for 9/11.
Constitution doesn't have an asterisk at the end that says, terms and conditions apply.
They kidnapped me from my home and brought me here with a bag on my head and chains around my body.
What do they accuse you of?
3 years, they charged me with nothing.
Rough justice. That's what this administration wants.
We are seeing the death penalty.
What if you're wrong? What if you built this place, you abandoned all of your principles, all of your laws, and you were wrong? You need to tell me what happened to you. I can't defend you.
My captors cannot forgive me for something that I've never done.
Maybe he's guilty.
Someone has to answer, not the tower.
Someone. Not just anyone.
Not just anyone. It looks absolutely fantastic.
I love it when the clips sum up the whole movie so much now. I can just go to my opinion.
I told you it was a good clip.
Yeah. So of this movie, as I was saying, there was a lot of hype when we first heard this movie was coming out. And then it kind of came out and didn't get the fuss. And got a slightly mixed reviews and so on. So last night I sat down going, well, look, Jodie Foster's going to be good.
Yeah.
But this mightn't be great. And about 15 minutes in, I said to myself, I'm totally hooked in here. I love this sort of movie. It's in the long tradition of like courtroom dramas, stroke, you know, All the President's Men, lots of, or like the movie Spotlight about the sexual abuse in Boston. Lots of people getting boxes delivered with redacted files and that sort of stuff. I'm really interested. And this is, do you know the way sometimes we say based on a true story? This is a true story. These events are about as true as Hollywood gets. And it's so interesting. And it's another thing. It's such recent history when it comes down to history. I know it's 20 years ago now since 9/11. But in you know, the people in power are still in power in many ways. And we don't see, I think when we when we find out all the true stories, we're going to be shocked at what went on. And of course, you know, there was events in Shannon in Ireland and so on, how complicit we all were in what happened. It's a fascinating story. If there's one downside to it, and I think that's maybe why some people didn't like it so much, it kind of says some awful things happened, but it doesn't really say whose fault because it's so American.
Yeah.
You know, it's, oh, they, you know, people were tortured, but, you know, America is great and we did it because we're upset about 9/11. It won't point fingers. And that's
maybe... But is this was a European production, was it?
It is a, it's definitely European filmmakers. I think the money is from all over, but it's very much an American cast. And the shots in Guantanamo Bay are fascinating. And it uses flashbacks because you're never quite sure how innocent he was. Because we know, for example, Mohamedou, who's the main character, we know he was involved in Al-Qaeda in the 90s, of course, who were funded by the Americans at the time.
Absolutely.
When the Russians invaded Afghanistan. And he keeps on saying, but you supported us.
They knew of him. Yeah.
It's fascinating. So it's really, I really find it fascinating. People who love great acting and that sort of movie, I think will really enjoy this.
Yeah, it's available on Amazon as well. That's on Amazon.
That's on Amazon. Right. Even better is Minari. Now, Minari is, I didn't know this, I'm sure lots of people listening will know, it's a Korean crop. And this is a story about a Korean family in America. So it's an American movie, just it happens to be in subtitles most of the time in Korea. They're living in California. They move to Arkansas to have their great American dream.
Yes.
And do you know what it reminded me of, Shamey? A couple of years ago, we talked about Brooklyn.
Yes.
And when we were talking about Brooklyn, we were saying, look, that's an Irish story, but it could be anyone's story. And a friend of mine from Colombia, she watched it. She's Colombian American. And she watched it and went, that's my mom's story.
Wow.
You know, it's the same immigrant story. And watching this movie, I thought, this could be Irish farmers. This could be Mexican farmers. You know, it's the story about people with their dream, the husband and wife fighting because they're trying their best for the two cutest kids that you've ever seen. And one of the kids has a heart problem. We don't know what's going to happen. And they can't afford childcare as they're out working all the time. So they bring over the granny from Korea to look after it. And the kid has to, the little boy has to share a room with his granny. And he thinks, she's not a real granny at all. She plays cards, she smokes, she swears, and she wears boys' underwear. He can't stand her. And as far as he's concerned, the fights in the family are all because granny came and ruined everything. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. Describing the movie, you know, I'm not sure I would like it, but it's just such a wonderful family drama. In some ways, maybe not a whole lot happens, but so much happens in the movie. I laughed, I cried, the whole lot. It's probably the best movie I've seen this year.
Wow.
It's available on all the other download platforms. On. It's going to do well in the Oscars. Actually, it has a chance of being 2 years in a row that a foreign language movie could win the Oscars. I don't think so. Because I don't think it has the same push as Parasite, but it would be a worthy winner. Absolutely wonderful. Loved it.
And I was checking out the movie. It's set in the 80s, right?
It's set in the 80s.
Yeah.
But it's in a way, it's timeless.
It's timeless,
that story that's time. It reminded me a lot of The Grapes of Wrath, which, of course, the 1920s, about people coming and depend on the soil.
Yeah.
And it's about farming, you know.
Water is very important.
Water is very important.
Yeah.
And
okay. All right, okay. Well,
a
few stats on the movie. It cost a mere $2 million to make. You'd be delighted.
I think that went on the advertising.
Yeah, $2 million. Again, and the last movie we spoke about cost $14 million. So then, it's amazing.
The acting is so good. Like, I was totally hooked, totally familiar to family. I've never been to Korea. I don't think I actually know anyone who's Korean. Totally hooked in. Their family was my family. Loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. I have a few Korean friends, so I like this. And they're going to love this.
Not my family at all. Now, I'd like to point out, when we go to run, I also enjoyed this. And this is on Netflix. And because these movies tend to come out on Friday, of course, probably a lot of people listening might have actually caught these already, because I know it's the number one movie in Ireland at the moment. And no, look, one thing that I'll always love, when I switch on the movie and it comes up and says, 1 hour, 30 minutes, I went, okay, mama.
Get it all in.
And it's Sarah Paulson, who's one of my favourite actors. She does a lot of TV, like People vs. O.J. Simpson and so on. Sarah Paulson is a mum. She's a stay-at-home mum looking after her homeschool kid, who's very bright, clever young girl, but she is very sickly. She's diabetes. She's uses a wheelchair and so on. And she's about to go off to college. The mum's so proud and can't wait to get her out. And the girl is really excited about, you know, breaking out on her own, even with her health problems. But then she starts to get suspicious. And she goes, why am I where I am? Why has my pills changed? You know, a mum hasn't told me. And she starts to get suspicious. And we just wonder, is she paranoid because she's quite sickly? Or is her mum up to something? a bit much. And you don't really know for a while. And that's why I really enjoyed it. And I know off air I mentioned one of the movies it reminded me of is Misery, because that sort of sense, not only that sense of helplessness, but when somebody is wheelchair bound, the trapped level, they're not just trapped by the bad guy, if there is a bad guy, they're trapped by circumstance. And the other thing I really liked about it is the actress, I'm just going to check her name. Yeah, Keira Allen. She is a wheelchair user herself. So I think she brings a real genuine sense of purpose and how she uses the wheelchair to scoot around.
Is it as scary as the trailer?
Thriller. It's not nothing really gooey happens or anything like that.
All right.
It's so tense. I'll show you on the Zoom screen. No fingernails left after watching it. There's a scene with a roof. Oh my God. But I thought it was really great fun. It is quite trashy. And I mean that as a positive thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite trashy, but it's really good fun. Hour and a half, popcorn, hiding behind the cushion. Really good fun.
A proper popcorn film to wrap it up today. Right. Godzilla versus Kong. King Kong.
So, I know without letting light in on magic, one of the conversations we sometimes have is, what will we do the clip from today? And I know you looked up and said, will we do a clip from King Kong versus Godzilla? It was just, rah, rah. And yes, it is. Now, there are humans in this movie, but I don't know why, because it's pointless. Billy Bobby Brown, who's really likable in everything, but she's clearly there because she had a contract that she had to appear because she was in the last movie. None of the human characters make sense. As a matter of fact, there's a bit of a dodgy conspiracy theory line that kind of left a bit of a sour taste. But when Big Monkey goes bang and Big Lizard goes roar, I started to really enjoy myself, Shamie. It is, to say it's ridiculous is an insult to the concept of ridiculousness. At one stage, Kong is in the center of the earth and Godzilla fires a laser blast through the center of the earth to hit him in the head. It makes no sense, but there's a fight, there's a naval battle that I just went, wow. The only thing I'm not enjoying about this is I should be seeing it on a bigger screen.
Right.
That is the only downside. If you just want to see old-fashioned monsters punching the head off each other, like outside of a Sligo nightclub.
Oh, you're getting so excited now. Calm down. 10 seconds to wrap it up. That's about our lot. You'd recommend it, though, for a bit of crack.
Just for nonsense, silliness.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, I've got to let you go. That was brilliant. And that's our movies, and we'll be putting that up as a podcast, and we can all listen back to it. Collie, talk to you next Thursday.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.